Priya, is your glass half full or half empty? And we can mention this story from San Francisco. And and yeah, I mean, when I look back to just months or 1 year or two before I joined ISKCON, I had changed my life. I was practically a vegetarian. I stopped drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes and was living rather regularly, to get up in the morning, training, painting and drawing and what I was doing and reading books about wisdom and, you know, but then when I moved in there, that temple, my whole life up to that point was suddenly considered bad, useless, yeah. It's all useless, and all that is useful is what's going on here, and what, especially what our leaders tell us to do. It got a bit cultish, I have to say, but that's not the point. The point then is, but yeah, I mean, we had developed, because I then also learned to become a preacher. And I learned from the experienced ones, the famous ones there in ISKCON. And they taught me the technique they had. It was just to cut down people, cut down everything they were, had been and believed in and lived for, just cut. And then when they are crushed, devastated, there's nothing left to live for, the whole society they thought made sense makes no sense anymore, even their family, their parents, or not their parents actually, it's all Maya, it's all useless, worthless. And whatever philosophy you have or understanding you have of life is bad, it's useless. Just get rid of that. Clean the slate. And now fill it up with the words from the guru.